is not this impossible? Some other face of eternity, explain it if you can. Instead of rushing eagerly to cherish us impossible, the open world is melancholy, literary man. Instead of studying, peering, as is casting, observing, as is blushing, as is blushing, as is flirting with a man. Their actual is steering, as is steering, as is steering, as is pretty sort of treatment for a military man. Their actual is steering, as is steering, as is steering, as is pretty sort of treatment for a military man.
A literary man who despises female play. I hear plainly all they say, 20 lovesick maidens they.
He hears plainly all they say, 20 lovesick maidens they.
Anyone convinced would be that some transcendental law is monopolizing me. Round the corner I can see each is kneeling on her knee.
Round the corner he can see each is kneeling on her knee. No, is not this ridiculous, and is not this impossible? Some other place absurdity, ridiculous, impossible.
Succeeded in idealizing you?
He has.
Good old Bugthorn!
My eyes are open. I droop despairingly. I am soulfully intense. I am limp and I cling.
Finished. At last.
Finished.
Are you better now?
Yes. Oh, it's you. I am better now. The poem is finished, and my soul has gone out into it. That was all. It was nothing worth mentioning. It occurs 3 times a day.
Ah, patience.
Dear patience.
Will it please you read it to us, sir? This we supplicate.
Shall I?
No!
I will read it if you bid me.
You can if you like.
It is a wild, weird, fleshly thing. Yet very tender, very yearning, very precious. It is called, Oh Hollow, Hollow, Hollow.
Is it a hunting song?
A hunting song? No, it is not a hunting song. It is the wail of a poet's heart on discovering that everything is commonplace. To understand it, cling passionately to one another, and think of faint lilies. Oh, hollow, hollow, hollow. What time the poet hath hymned, the writhing maid lies limbed, a quivering on amaranth in asphodel. How can he paint her woes, knowing as well he knows that all can be set right with calomel? When from the poet's plinth the amorous colocynth yearns for the aloe, faint with rapturous thrills, how can he hymn their throes, knowing as well he knows that they are only uncompounded pills? Is it? And can it be nature hath this decree? Nothing poetic in the world shall dwell, or that in all her works something poetic lurks, even in colocynth and calomel? I cannot tell.
How purely fragrant.
How earnestly precious.
Well, it seems to me to be nonsense.
Nonsense? Yes, perhaps. But oh, what precious nonsense.
This is all very well, but you seem to forget that you are engaged to us.
It can never be. You are not Empyrean. You are not Delacroscan. You are not even early English. Oh, be early English ere it is too late.
Red and yellow, primary colours. Oh, South Kensington.
We didn't design our uniforms, but we don't see how they could be improved.
No, you wouldn't. Still, there is a cobwebby grey velvet with a tender bloom like cold gravy, which made Florentine 14th century, trimmed with Venetian leather and Spanish altar lace, and surmounted with something Japanese, it matters not what. Would at least be early English? Come, maiden,